Talk Live. We're kicking off Hour 2 of the Friday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free. The toll-free number is for you, 1-800-259-9231. That allows you to bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live, and we're jumping right back into the calls. This one from across, way across the pond. How do you refer to Australia? I mean, across the pond is supposed to be the United Kingdom, right?
I believe you call it Down Under.
Down Under. It's Richard in Australia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, Down Under sounds good. G'day, guys. How are you?
G'day, Richard. What's on your mind?
With this Liberty dollar, I'm just bothered about where it logically extends to. And where I'm thinking about is that it would extend to bartering. If you take the currency to one side, then I should be able to say to you, listen, mate, I'll give you a couple of those bits if you...
Oh, no. Those dratted international internet connections. Richard, can you try one more time? We didn't hear what you the last thing you said after bartering. And he's gone.
Sorry.
Oh, he's still there. One more chance.
Okay, so if I say to you, give me a few pieces of silver for your services, then I should be able to do that and not have it classed as a currency transaction.
Yeah, it is pretty frightening where this could possibly lead to, which is why during the news break I placed a call to the U.S. Mint press representative. Hopefully she'll be calling back next week. We'll be able to schedule her to come on the show, and then we'll find out exactly what is and what is not illegal about the usage of the Liberty dollar.
I don't see that those people are going to respond to us. They don't have any.
It's for press inquiries. They're supposed to talk to the press about these things, and I didn't say who or what we were. I just said Free Talk Live, nationally syndicated show. I don't know. She's a bureaucrat. She's probably not going to do too much research.
I don't imagine she is.
We'll find out what happens, and we'll bring it to you, Richard. Any other thoughts for us?
Yes. So would you like to actually do a transaction with the Liberty dollar on air?
Well, actually, I think Mark and I might actually be able to do that by the time the show's over, but thank you for the offer, Richard. Have a good day. 800-259-9231.
It's a good day.
Good day.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231.
He's not making that accent up, just so you know.
No, I know he's not. That's the real deal.
Yeah.
All right, so enough of the Liberty dollar stuff. There's other news, including from Reuters. The U.S. House of Representatives on Thursday, just a bunch of bad news. The Liberty dollar news came out on Thursday. This came out on Thursday as well. Just bad news, bad day for liberty in America. Authorized building a fence along portions of the border with Mexico in a vote critics said had more to do with election year politics than controlling illegal immigration. The Republican written bill, approved on a vote of 283 to 138, calls for construction of about 700 miles of fence along the 2,000-mile border with Mexico. Boy, 700 miles, I mean, if they really want to keep people out, what's that going to do?
It's certainly not the whole of the... I don't understand what it's going to do. It's not going to do anything. I mean, if you were building a prison and you didn't want the convicts to get out, would you only put up a third of a fence all the way around? Would you put a fence up a third of the way around?
Is the fence going to go 3 miles underground as well? Is it going to prevent all the tunneling from going
on? Right, there's tunneling going on. Please.
It's just going to be an expensive project that taxpayers are going to be having to foot the bill for,
right.
And it's going to cost way more than it should.
Not that I'm
saying it's a good idea in the first place at all. It's not. Anyway, Democratic opponents said the measure was a charade designed to help Republicans ahead of the November 7th elections. You know, maybe that's what all this really is. Maybe this whole scare tactic about the immigration problem supposedly happening in America, maybe it's going to be one of those issues that they just drop after the election. You know, if the Republicans get elected again...
Just like the gay marriage thing was essentially dropped by the Nationals.
Exactly. Maybe they'll just drop it and forget about it and leave these poor immigrants alone. I mean, of course, we could always hope that they abolish all the immigration laws, but that's certainly not going to happen in at least anytime soon. Representative Steny Hoyer, Maryland Democrat, said, "This is to score political points that are going to be demagogued in 30-second ads." He accused Republicans of trying to appeal to the fears and passions of people. He and other Democrats called for broad immigration overhaul along the lines of the bill passed by the U.S. Senate that would create a guest worker program and legalize millions of illegal immigrants. President Bush backs comprehensive legislation and a guest worker program and spoke about the need for it during a meeting with House Republicans on Thursday. But the issue divides Republicans. Many feel that the Senate bill would grant amnesty to people who broke U.S. law, and it's unlikely a broad immigration bill will pass this year. Instead, House Republican leaders plan to pass a series of border security measures before lawmakers break at the end of the month to campaign for the elections. House Speaker so-and-so said the fence and other efforts would be added to a domestic security spending bill for next year that House and Senate were hoping to finish by the end of the month. Supporters said the fence was a step towards controlling the borders and would help stem the flow of illegal immigration while reducing drug smuggling and other crimes. Yay! It's a magical fence! We'll just build the fence and it's going to be really big and it's made out of metal and it's going to stop drugs and stop immigrants and it's a magic fence!
It's really irresponsible to even have said anything like that. I mean, they said it was going to stem it, but it's not going to stem it. It's not even going to come close.
It will stem it because we say so and we'll publish studies that prove it.
No, they won't.
Yes, the Border Patrol will do a study that will say it has stemmed illegal immigration.
No. The Border Patrol might do a study that says that a fence would stem illegal immigration.
Well, they can easily do one after the fact.
They wouldn't bother. They would never bother.
At that point, they failed.
No. At that point, they failed, and they need more money.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't know the game plan yet?
Yeah, true.
You ought to know this one. Yes, yeah, it's not going to stem. They need a fence to be, the study shows that they need a fence, but then once they've already got a fence, they need a bigger fence.
Listen to this guy, Dennis Hastert, the House Speaker. You're going to love this quote. If we build it, they will no longer come illegally.
Yeah.
Do you think this man really believes what he is saying? Could he possibly believe that statement?
I think he's bereft of a soul and it doesn't really matter. He's actually a marionette.
Oh my gosh.
A creature that craves power. Well, so much that it's willing to just say anything.
At least one of the Republicans from Arizona at least gets part of this. He says, quote, "We're really not debating anything of substance," says Representative Jim Colby. "This is a feel-good piece of legislation. That's all it is.
Well, it's
symbolism."
Not just, you know, what is substantive about this is our money. We're going to spend a lot of money on this fence.
And the fence company is going to make a lot of money.
However many billions of dollars they're predicting for this 700 miles of fence, triple it.
Well, what they're going to need...
They need people posted on the fence.
Right, well, what they might need in addition to the fence is cameras and high-technology devices that they can spend even more money, and that'll be where it'll go next. The Border Patrol will come out and say, "Well, the fence isn't working, guys. We appreciate it and everything, but it's clear that if you really want to make this fence effective, you need to put cameras in at 10-foot intervals."
Yep. So we can watch all the field mice jumping around. So.
Right. And then we've got to have, if you're going to put cameras in, then you have to have a huge monitoring facility as well. I mean, the cameras are going to cost enough. I mean, government spending money on a fence is going to be way and above what it should cost.
Right.
Government spending money on high-tech like cameras, they spend so much more than they should, and they usually buy more than they should. So we'll have them like 10-foot intervals instead of 50-foot intervals.
It doesn't matter because it's just anything they spend money on besides Border Patrol agents and trucks is a waste of money in trying to stop people from coming across.
It's all a waste of money.
Well, I understand that, but if you can bribe
the agents.
Absolutely true. But if you put cameras up on top of fences, someone will figure out how far the camera sees,
mm-hmm.
whether it sees over a bluff or over a hillock or whatever it is that it sees over, and that the point where they're digging. Yeah, that's where they'll start digging.
Yep.
And they'll dig, whether it's a half mile, quarter mile, or a full mile.
They'll dig out in the middle of the desert. They dig inside the floor of a house or something like that, and they connect it to another house on the other side. Typically,
that's what they do, and they do it in the urban areas where they can find one house and another house to go to, and it's a great system.
Yeah, it is.
But
brilliant.
There's no reason why they couldn't just start doing that.
No, that's certainly the case, and cover it up with something like a couple pallets with
it doesn't really matter
palm
because
fronds
they'd never see it.
Yeah. So So, yeah, the fences aren't going to be enough. They're going to need cameras. They're going to need a multi-million-dollar monitoring facility with high-tech plasma screens, yep, monitors, computers, and everything. It's going to be multi-billions. And, of course, that won't stop it either. More on the way, 800-259-9231. Speaking of hidden cameras, we've got an update for you coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Perspective that goes so deep, you'll need a life jacket.
Everyone wonders why Americans don't care more about their freedoms. Could it be because we aren't teaching them? Folks, we are an ideologically based society, just like the old Soviet Union was. Their children had to learn about Marxism every day in the classroom. How often do our kids get taught about American liberty in school?
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. If the show's too smart for you, it's not our fault. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. You, as always, can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. 259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The wiki's there, wiki.freetalklive.com. I was bragging about our wiki today. We were over with Gardner Goldsmith. He's a local talk show host up here in New Hampshire. We're sitting in his studio and doing an hour of his show with him. And he was talking about our entry in the real Wikipedia, which there is a Free Talk Live entry there, and it's been, I think, created by our listeners pretty much because we didn't start it. And thank you for everybody that's contributed to that. But then I pointed out that we've got our own wiki. I mean, the Wikipedia is great,
yeah,
and everything.
But he was blown away.
But the Wikipedia is all concerned with accuracy and being nonpartisan. And Free Talk Live wiki is just an open format. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com, and you, like everyone else, can create an account and edit virtually anything that you see there. So if you see something that you think is wrong, change it. Or leave it alone, or add something to it, or add an entire section to the wiki. Over 800 pages have been created by listeners like you at wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. So talking about immigration and this new
The
House has passed the law, and it's going to the Senate. It hasn't passed the Senate yet.
Right.
So the House wants to build 700 miles of fence down at the border, and the Speaker of the House says, this is it. This is going to stem the tide of immigration.
Well, it's 700 miles with a fence. How long is the border?
I believe it's over 2,000 miles or 2,700 miles.
It can't be 2,700. It's
2,000 miles.
2,000 miles. That's a long old border. So it's a little over a third of the border. As though anybody who wanted to get across the border was somehow going to be stopped by this fence. Oh my, one third of the way.
Oh, there's a fence there. I'm going back.
You're right. You know, there's so many places there won't be a fence that they'll just go to those places.
Sure.
And they're still paying these coyotes to get them across, so they'll continue. The coyotes will find a better way.
Well, the coyotes are going to raise their price.
But Bug-Eyed Beast has sent me an email with what appears to be, if not official, it's at the very least looks official, sort of proposal of what the fence will look like.
Ooh.
It says 50 yards wide.
50 yards wide?
Wide.
Meaning deep?
Well, yes. The width of the fence.
A big old fence. That's a wall. That's a
wait a second.
Great Wall of China.
Let me go a little farther. This is not just one fence.
This sounds like several fences.
It's a prison setup.
Okay.
So first you have a pyramid of coiled barbed wire, usually razor wire, Constantine wire, which they put for prisons.
Okay.
That's out there. It's 8 feet high or so, and it's just laid out in front of a pit. And then there's a ditch to prevent vehicles from approaching the fence. And then after that, there's a fence, which is 12 to 15 feet high. Of course, it's rugged, more rugged than chain link.
8 feet of barbed wire, ditch, then the fence.
Right. Okay. The sort of pyramid of coiled barbed wire, eight feet high.
Got it.
And then, of course, there'll be surveillance cameras on the fence. And then there'll be a road in between the two fences for the
Border Patrol.
The Border Patrol guys to get in and do their little thing. And then there's inside the road, there'd be buried motion detectors under the road, which I can tell you, by the way, on the fences, there would be motion detectors too, the shake detectors that they have on prison fences. And then there's another fence, and then another ditch, and then another 8 feet of barbed wire. And so essentially you have this 50 feet wide.
Now, is it keeping people out?
Well, it will effectively be keeping people in at the same time. So, here's my... in the break, I figured out how I would take it out.
Okay. It's hell of a fence. I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a prison fence. Absolutely.
Right.
If I were a coyote that is getting paid $10,000, $15,000, $17,000,
let's say $17,000 a head. There's a lot of money in the human trafficking business. These people are willing to pay serious dollars because they want to get out of the place that they're at. They want to move away, and they're willing to do whatever it takes.
It's not just them, but their families are willing to pool all their money to do it. And that's what it's cost, $17,000 apiece. So let's say I got 100 people to get across.
Oh, yeah.
$1.7 million?
Wait, 17 at 17,000 people? Yeah, that's a lot of money. Yeah,
170,000, two zeros is 1.7 million.
2 million bucks.
I can employ a lot of people for that kind of money.
Yeah.
So 100 people.
See, especially a lot of Mexicans. You can employ a lot of Mexicans.
So all I need to do is put people along, enough guys around that I can shoot all the cameras.
Okay.
Or half the cameras. Or a third of the cameras. It doesn't matter. Just shoot enough cameras that they're all over the place, that they're confused as to where there might be a problem.
Mm-hmm. Do all at once.
I can tell you these shake detectors go off all the time. These motion detectors go off all the
time. Animals running into the fence.
Absolutely. You can't set them so they don't. Otherwise, prisons wouldn't have these things going off all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they have people on the border. You have to have people watching a prison because the motion detectors go off all the time.
Sure.
So, and even if they don't, you have guys over there to throw rocks and set them off. And all you have to do is then pull up your little desert rat pickup truck and up to the sand dune, hook up to this Constantine wire, pull the Constantine wire out, stretch it out long enough.
So the eight feet, right,
that's the Constantine wire, 8 feet tall, and you know, it's just a big
mess of wire.
Mess of it.
Yeah.
Goes on a big tube,
yeah.
700 miles long, I assume.
Yes, so the Constantine wire.
So you hook up to this, pull it out straight, then you just get people to cut it. Ching, 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 ching.
Right.
You pull it out miles, 2 miles, however far you know it takes to get this stuff stretched out real good so that you don't have to try to get in the nest and cut it. You just stretch it out nice and taut, and then you cut it all.
I want you to hold your thoughts, because I have an additional element here. I like the idea of throwing rocks at the fence, but I wouldn't do it right then, right when you're about ready to make the move. I would have a campaign... In advance, I would have a campaign for like maybe a week or two, maybe an entire month of just every other night or something like that. Have people go up and throw rocks at the fence. That way, the bureaucrats sitting in the monitoring center that are, you know, watching. Okay, Sector 7, the fence is being messed with. Send them out now. Yeah, they're trying to cross the fence, and the Border Patrol's gonna hightail it out there, and nothing's gonna be happening, right? Oh man, something's going on. And they won't even know that the rocks are being thrown.
Here's the thing: is in a prison, if a convict are messing with the fence, you control the prison. So you can go in there and you can beat them over the head, or you can throw them in confinement, or you can
bread control water. Mexico.
No, if the border agents go across there,
it's
they
war.
Ought to get, that's what it is. They ought to get shot.
Yep.
I'm sorry, that's just the way it ought to be. If a military or quasi-military force goes into Mexico, the same as you would expect that to be if Mexican authorities just came in here with a 50 cal mounted on the back of a Humvee, you'd expect that's war. And that's how it's going to be if they go there.
Okay, so I would have a campaign. That way they just get used to it, and they just stop sending people out to investigate.
Sure. I'm sure there are people that live close to these fences on the Mexican side. You can just pay them 2 pesos a day. And every day that they have to go out, and you know they get Abuela to go out every day and throw rocks at different times. And it's just how she makes her money. You know, she's able to contribute to the family.
All right, so you're gonna clip. Then you're gonna pull the chain link fence,
right.
Whatever it is, the barbed wire, and you're gonna snip that. Then what?
Well, then at that point, you can choose to, if you had planks in the desert rat truck, you could set it over the ditch and just drive over the ditch. And if you wanted to, you could either quickly cut the fence into a little hole so that people could go through, or you could have rammed your desert rat truck into the fence. Whatever it takes, it doesn't really matter.
Or 5 trucks.
I'm sure if you rammed one, it would go through the second. It doesn't
or
really...
for $1.7 million, you could build a tunnel as well.
It doesn't
There's
matter.
Several options. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves.
Bring up,
it really is for fence company. More on the way. You take control of the airways. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient. Deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, including the updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Updates.freetalklive.com is one way to get signed up, or you'll just see an entry box right there on the front page of our website at freetalklive.com. So get on the updates list. It's a good thing to do. Also, another good thing to do is check out Common Sense with Dan Carlin. If you like thinking outside the box politically, there's a podcast you should know about. Common Sense with Dan Carlin is popular with a lot of Free Talk Live listeners because it's a smart current events program that tries to be politically independent. They also like to focus on solutions rather than just problems. Give it a try. You can download the MP3 file or podcast from iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. Talking about the fence, the border fence that the House, U.S. House, has passed. It's heading off to the Senate for approval. Essentially, they want to. You've described the fence to us here, Mark, and it's not just a fence. It's several layers of various different strategy, I guess, including a huge 8-foot-high pile of barbed wire, a ditch, an actual fence, cameras.
Two actual fences.
Two fences, a road in the middle for guards and that sort of thing. Cameras, shake detectors for the fence to check and see if people are trying to climb it, and more, I presume. Well, it's interesting. Our board operator is pointing out a few similarities between this fence and the Berlin Wall. Let me share just a couple of the similarities here. According to him, first with the Berlin Wall, there was barbed wire as the first step. Then there was a ditch. Then there was tank stopping rails. So that's left out on this one, I guess. They're
going to have to add those, though.
Yeah, well, I guess once the coyotes buy themselves a tank and roll right through. But so tank stopping rails included there, not on our fence. Next, there was a road for the guards and the attack dogs. Then a chain link fence, but that was only the first chain link fence. Then there was more beyond that. So we're essentially creating a Berlin Wall for ourselves here in America. And are we going to continue calling ourselves a land of the free after this fence goes up?
You know, I always wondered about the Berlin Wall thing. Is Berlin was in inside of. Was it inside of West Germany or inside of East Germany?
Don't ask me.
I think it was inside of West Germany,
okay.
And then the East German, East Berlin, had a fence around it. Well, what about the East Germans? Couldn't they just walk into West Germany? I mean, did they have a fence that ran the whole length of the nation?
I think they did. I'm not positive on that. If you're an expert on these things,
it's,
definitely
it's called the Berlin Wall, though.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I just wish I knew that information.
I'm sure someone will clue us in at 800-259-9231. Well, let's go to the email box. Since we're talking about immigration, Tyler emails in. He says, as a longtime fan and listener, I almost always agree with the conclusions of either Mark or yourself regarding a political issue. However, I cannot bring myself to agree with your conclusions with regard to the issue of national sovereignty and immigration. In the libertarian utopia you propose, there's no restriction of movement, and I'm curious as to whether the concept of the nation-state has any place in your ideal libertarian world. Well, first, Tyler, I think you've misunderstood. First of all, I'm the one proposing a true libertarian utopia. Mark is proposing the libertarian minarchist concept.
Right.
Or utopia, if you want to call it that.
But I still wouldn't, I wouldn't stop people who wanted to come to this country.
Well, now, we're saying that the government wouldn't restrict movement. However, there's no prohibition in a free market, or even in a minarchist government. There's no prohibition on private property owners restricting movement on their private property. If you want to buy up a bunch of property down by the southern border, or put up your own fences and restrict people's movement on your property, then you're free to do that. So I want to make it clear that there still could be restriction of movement. It's just the government won't be involved in that restriction. Make sense? So, continuing, he says, I'm curious as to your concept of the nation, if the concept of the nation state has any place in your ideal libertarian world. For me, absolutely not. In fact, I subscribe to the Mark Stevens way of thinking on this, and that is that there is no such thing as a nation state. There's only individuals. And in the case of the government, those are individuals acting as though they're part of something called government, something called the nation state. They have guns, and they're going to use it on others. They're not acting in a voluntary manner, which makes them an association of psychopaths. But, Mark, you agree with the nation state.
I do agree with the concept of nation state. I think it should exist to control the military, to have civilian control of the military, to settle disputes between the states,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. I wouldn't stop people from coming to this country. The vast majority of the history of this country, no one was stopped simply because it would have been incredibly difficult to do so.
As it's pretty difficult today. But
and you know, I think with Eisenhower is when it began, and that's the 50s.
He goes on, it's obvious that as libertarians, your individual moral theories are deontological in nature, and as a libertarian as well, this is generally true of myself. However, my objection to a borderless world is founded in utilitarianism instead of the more typical rights-based libertarian principle. I am a major proponent of national and cultural sovereignty, and I object to uncontrolled immigration because it disregards the self-interest of the native cultural linguistic group. Although a nation may wish to open its borders to those who seek to escape tyranny or improve their quality of life on moral grounds, in the interest of self-preservation, this nation must also control the number of these migrants and expect assimilation. You know, Tyler, why don't you just come right out and admit that you're just a communist on this issue? You're just a collectivist here. Because using terms like a nation may wish, no such thing. There is no such thing as a nation, and if you could even argue that there was, you certainly couldn't argue that the nation could have wishes, that the nation could have demands, that the nation could have feelings.
Even if you said the people, because I don't feel like they're, I don't feel this way. So therefore, you're just ascribing attitudes towards people, and that's not fair.
Right.
Secondly, and I wouldn't doubt that he's right. That to some extent or another, Americans feel most, you know, mostly some or partly as he describes. But it doesn't matter. It's none of their business.
Exactly right. Well, he's got more objections. Anyway, he says the nation must control the number of these migrants. Again, the nation isn't going to do squat. It's going to be men with guns putting up fences and barriers and enforcing their way on others, regardless of what I think about it.
And, you know, the fact is, you're talking about people that are assimilating. All the evidence shows they're assimilating.
Yep.
They're assimilating. Really. They're really, really assimilating.
They're learning the language.
They may keep their flags on their bumper stickers, but so do Irish Americans.
So do the Italians.
Take a look. So do Swedish Americans.
Cubans.
You see them everywhere. I mean, these people do it. Do you want to kick out anybody who shows a flag of some other country? Is that what you want? I know. Better than kick them out, because that's going to cost money and you're probably a good conservative. Just shoot them in the head. You know, that's what it comes down to. And culture changes from neighborhood to neighborhood, let alone from city to city. There is no culture of the United States.
Nope.
That's not accurate. Now, I will admit to you, it is absolutely wrong to take my money and your money. It's Tyler, right?
Yes, Tyler.
It's absolutely wrong to take your money and give it to people that come across the border and freeload, or even if they don't freeload, even if they just don't make enough money to make it all makes sense. I don't believe that we should be giving them one penny, but I think that that is an issue of welfare. It's not an issue of immigration.
Right.
Immigration, because we have such a large and intrusive government, immigration has gotten all mixed up. Immigration's mixed up in welfare. Immigration's mixed up in laws as far as how businesses have to treat people. I don't think that there should be any rule that your business has to serve people that speak Spanish or Mexican Americans or anything like that. Also, are because of our nation's size and intrusiveness in other countries, we have to worry about Islamic people, Muslim people, quite possibly, could be anybody, but sneaking across the border and then committing terror. Well, we wouldn't have to do that if we weren't involved in other people's countries blowing crap up.
Let me go on. The general theory is that because a foreign migrant is awash in a sea of natives, this person must adopt the culture and language of the people around him in order to best function in his new homeland. I'd say that's pretty accurate. Unfortunately, because of the massive influx of Hispanic immigrants, both legal and illegal, it's the native citizen who finds himself awash in a sea of immigrants in several regions of the country. As the ratio of immigrant to native continues to rapidly shift in the immigrant's favor, this native must either partially adopt the language and customs of the cultural linguistic group that now dominates his homeland, or flee to an area of the country where less immigrants exist. We'll get to that and more. He's got more objections. 800-259-9231. Immigration. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or visit freestateproject.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
If you're looking at the world today from within the box, you must see total chaos and feel lost with no hope. Out-of-the-box thinkers, such as Nostradamus, who saw the world from a different perspective, knew that nature or God's truth would prevail. They saw that today's organized religions and governments are being judged, not with the hand of man through atomic wars, but with the hand of God through natural disasters. We are judging ourselves during this trying apocalyptic period by all our hidden truths being uncovered. Don't you see this happening through the media today? Just remember these famous words. Everything hidden will be uncovered, and the truth will make you free. For evidence of these statements, get Jerry Vanno's new book, The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Go to www.gvanno.com. That's www.gvanno.com.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. The toll-free number. Friday edition. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, including the live streams. There's a broadband version of the show, dial-up version as well, both of them on the house. And one of the ways you can help us pay for our free website, because, again, nothing really is for free.
No.
But it is to you.
It's a big lie.
It's nice and free and transparent to you, and that's what's important. But if you want to help us out, go to amazon.freetalklive.com and do a little shopping with Free Talk Live. Because if you go to amazon.freetalklive.com, anything you buy, we'll get a percentage of. Virtually anything. I've actually determined since that the Amazon Unbox program doesn't give us anything, so screw them.
What is an unbox?
I don't even want to get into it. In fact, there's been some bad news about it. Like, their user agreement is really restrictive, and I'm not going to trash it too much, but all I'm going to let you know is that the Unbox does not, at this point in time, give Free Talk Live any percentage. But virtually everything else does at amazon.freetalklive.com. So whether you're looking for DVDs, books, office products, clothing, sporting goods, all of that stuff, we'll get a nice percentage of your sale. And it doesn't raise your prices or anything like that. It's the same great Amazon deals, same great free Super Saver shipping deals as well. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com to take advantage of it. Again, amazon.freetalklive.com. Great way to get your stuff that you want, have it delivered to your door, and help Free Talk Live all at the same time. So, Mark, we were talking about immigration from Tyler's email here. And I feel like we should come clean on this.
Well, I realized once I heard the line "awash in a sea of something or other,"
sea of immigrants.
Yeah, that we had read this on 8/16.
Oh, I was shocked by that because I totally didn't remember doing this.
Well,
before.
I mean, we're not perfect, but when people send us emails, they generally send them to both people.
Sometimes
they don't, and sometimes you can tell. Because up at the top they say, it says Ian and me in mm-hmm. Google. It says, Ian and Mark.
Right.
So I know. Or sometimes I'll send them to everybody, Ian, Mark, Johnson,
this one didn't.
Torgo.
He sent them separately.
And, they'll send them to people that haven't worked on the show for 5 years. So he sent sort of separately. It doesn't, he's probably a computer guy that knows enough about how to do this, that it looks very personalized just
mm-hmm.
to you.
Yeah.
And that's the trick there.
He caught me.
But I can tell you that when we read it, he sent a rebuttal.
He's got a rebuttal.
And the rebuttal I didn't read because, I don't want people disagreeing with me. I hate that crap. I just rather get the final word. But here it is.
All right.
Would you like to? Okay. This is the response to the rebuttal presented on 816 broadcast. The email I sent with the subject line, "The one issue over which I find myself in disagreement with yourselves." In response to my email, both Ian and yourself presented arguments against the restriction of immigration on deontological grounds.
By the way, it makes me think about dentists when he says that. By the way, this is just proof of how far back I am on emails. Like, I'm just now getting to the middle of August as far as the email box is concerned. So do be patient if you have emailed the show.
Well, it's hard to get through these things. I don't have as much to do as far as that goes.
So his response. Let's get to it.
Yep. You assert that the people should have the right to the freedom of movement. I would say the people have the right to choose who is permitted to enter their sovereign country. I've noted in shows past that you have not objected to the existence of self-regulated gated communities that may restrict entrance or impose draconian policies upon those living within the community.
Certainly not.
I would like to make you don't. I would like to make what may seem.
Wait, you have an objection to a gated community with its own policies?
I guess
everyone's
people,
there voluntarily.
If people are there voluntarily,
except for kids that are born within it, those are the only ones who aren't there voluntarily.
I think that there's going to be problems with gated communities. I think gated communities are going to turn into governments. They're going to turn into fiefdoms, and there's going to be problems.
They're called neighborhood Nazis. They have it right now.
I think more than that.
So?
I don't want to talk about that. I want to read this damn email. I would like to make what may seem on its surface to be a radical assertion. That is, the sovereign nation state that is, in fact, no different in principle than an independent gated community.
Oh, boy, yes, is it different. Gated communities are contracts, agreements, entered into by individuals on a voluntary basis. This so-called concept of a sovereign nation state has nothing whatsoever to do with volunteerism. If you really believe that a nation state exists, then you believe it's based on something called a constitution, at least in our case, in which case the constitution is a piece of paper written by men who lived hundreds of years ago, and there's no binding, there's no contract there. You and I didn't agree to it, and it's likely that our ancestors didn't agree to it either, unless they happen to be the men who were in that room on that particular day.
That's
so,
right,
I'm
related to Gunning Bedford.
I'm sorry, there is no connection between the two. But let's hear what else he has to say.
Okay, both are mostly sovereign entities occupying and claiming to be in ownership of a portion of land. Both are regulated by bodies of individuals who debate and set policy for those living within the community. Both require individuals to agree to certain terms and limitations of conduct in exchange for the privilege of residing within the community.
No, there was no agreement. Nope, I didn't sign it. No agreement for the nation state.
There's no agreement, but one could say that you're continuing to stay in it. Like, hold on just a second. Libertarianism happens. Poof. All right? The veil falls, mm-hmm. and suddenly people see the truth, and this neighborhood around you becomes a neighborhood association.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they decide that they're going to, you know, be a neighborhood
association. They can't be a neighborhood association without 100% consent from every person within that
property. Why not?
Because then they're a violent gang of thugs.
Okay.
And deserve to be opposed.
Hey, well, there's nobody to stop them, really, is there?
There's people with guns.
All right. Well, whatever. Let me go.
Who will I hire?
Both are regulated by bodies of individuals who debate and set policies for those living within the community. Both require individuals to agree to certain terms and limitations of conduct in exchange for the privilege of residing within the community. Both may demand monetary compensation from those living within the community to exchange the benefits provided by the regulatory body which governs said community, such as security, building, maintenance of roads. Both impose punishments on those in violation of the terms agreed for the privilege of living within the community. Now, provided this nation state does not occupy the totality of earth and does not actively prevent those who wish to leave the nation from doing so, the only real difference between a gated community and a sovereign nation state seems to be the geographic area occupied by the two entities.
As I've already pointed out, the difference is volunteerism versus coercion. Go ahead.
You might say that you never agreed to the terms of the sovereign entity known as the United States. However, by choosing not to leave, you imply consent. No different than consenting to being videotaped when visiting a business
Ludicrous.
By choosing not to leave when the business has posted
Ludicrous.
A surveillance.
I was born in the United States, and if I try to leave without going and asking for permission to leave, they're not going to let me leave. So I couldn't even leave if I wanted to leave.
Oh, yeah, you could.
And the purported point behind the United States is to be the land of the free, a place where you can live life as you want to live it, so long as you don't harm others. That's not, this is not Israel. This is not one of those countries that is supposed to be a police state, though we're heading that direction. So I can't agree at all.
You may still have some objections to the comparison, so let me further convince you with the following illustration. Let us imagine that there are several gated communities existing in an ideal libertarian world.
I'd like to do that next hour. Let's talk to Vince in Indiana in the meantime. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Vince. No, Vince is gone.
Man, we just talked too much and Vince bolted.
Eh, well, you know, things happen.
That's the way it goes.
Okay, let's explore it now.
All right, let's see. There's several gated communities existing in an ideal libertarian world in relatively close proximity to one another.
Mm.
Let us say that these gated communities decide that they simply don't have the resources necessary to properly defend themselves individually from the swarms of bandits throughout the land.
Okay.
So these gated communities form a loose confederation in which they all retain their own individual regulations, yet lend resources to one another to better defend themselves should such a need arise.
They're collectively hiring security forces.
Now, let us imagine that these communities purchase more and more property and begin to grow and swell to the point that they are all completely contiguous to one another and no non-gated community owns space between any of the Confederate, exists between any of the Confederate communities.
Super.
Over time, the citizens of these confederated communities decide that there is not enough concerted effort between communities when it comes to defense, and they wish for more central organization. So as a result, they agree to create a central regulatory body which exercises greater control over the individual's communities, though they still retain some power of their own. This body is called the Federal Regulatory Body of United Gated Communities.
Great.
The communities have now moved from a Confederate system of regulation to a Federalist system of regulation, and now you have the United States of America. You see, in a perfect libertarian world, a massive governmental body could still arise, and there's no distinction between nation-state and gated communities.
There's a huge distinction. In his vision, those gated communities were organizations formed on a voluntary basis, and they volunteered into their little systems, and then they went and they collectivized themselves and centralized themselves, and that was all done voluntarily. You did not create a government. You created an organization of people setting rules for
and these address none of my points on a deontological level. I don't have that many.
I want to know what deontological means. That's what I want to know.
Because
I keep thinking about a drill going in people's mouths. More on the way. Hour 3 coming up. We've got more on this immigration thing. And it's your show, Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
If you're a